biology, and medicine. In studying robotics, you need to be actively engaged with wide ranges of disciplines to build robots that could solve certain problems. A brief history of robotics. The word robot was first used in a play entitled R.U.R., Rossum's Universal Robots, written in 1921 by Czech writer Karel Čapek. This play is about machines that are built to work on a factory and eventually revolted against their human masters. Robots are the Czech word for slave. Meanwhile, the word robotics also first appeared in a work of fiction. Russian-born American fictionist Isaac Asimov used it in his short story Runabout, 1942. Compared to Čapek, Asimov had a more positive opinion of the role of robots in society. In general, he described robots as useful machines that serve humans and perceive them as a better, cleaner race. He also proposed the three laws of robotics. First law of robotics. A robot may not injure a human or, through inaction, allow a human to come to harm. Second law of robotics. A robot must obey the orders given by humans except if such orders would violate the first law. Third law of robotics. A robot may protect itself as long as such protection does not violate with the first or second law of robotics. Early models of robots. Among the earliest cases of a mechanical system designed to perform a regular task was recorded around 3000 BC. Egyptian water clocks are added with human statuettes to hit the hour bells and signal the passing time. In 400 BC, Archytas of Tarentum, who was also known as the inventor of pulley and screws, created a pigeon made of wood that is capable of flying. Meanwhile, hydraulically powered figurines that could speak prophecies were common during the Greek domination of Egypt during the 2nd century BC. In the 1st century BC, Petronius Arbiter built a doll that is capable of moving like a human being. In 1557, Giovanni Torriani built a wooden robot which could fetch the emperor's bread every day from the store. By the 1700s, robotic inventions became common with numerous impractical yet ingenious machines, such as steam-powered automata crafted in Canada, as well as the popular talking doll by Thomas Edison. Even though these creations may have inspired the design and functions for the modern robot, the progress during the 20th century in the field of robotics exceeded previous advancements many times over. The first modern robots. The robots that we are familiar with were built by George C. Devol in the 1950s. The inventor from Kentucky designed and patented a reprogrammable manipulator that he dubbed as Unimit, derived from Universal Automation. For years, he tried commercializing his product but failed. But in 1960s, the entrepreneur-engineer Joseph Engelberger bought the patent from Devol and modified it into an industrial robot. He established his company, Unimation, for production and marketing of these products. He was successful in this venture, and in fact, Engelberger is regarded today as the father of robotics. Robotics also progressed within the academic institutions. Alan Turing, pioneering computer scientist, mathematician, logician, and cryptologist, published his book, Computing, Machinery, and Intelligence, where he proposed a test to determine if the machine has the capacity to think for itself. This test is known as the Turing test. In 1958, Charles Rosen of the Stanford Research Institute created a research team to work in the development of a robot known as Shaky that was more advanced compared to Devol's Unimit. Shaky can move around through the room, sense light through his eyes, move around strange environments, and to a particular degree react to what is happening in his surroundings. He was called Shaky because of his clattering and rickety motions. In 1966, at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, Joseph Weizenbaum created an artificial program called ELIZA, which functions as a computer psychologist that manipulates its user statements to formulate questions. In 1967, Richard Greenblatt developed MacHack, a program that is capable of playing chess, as a response to a critical article written by Hubert Dreyfus where he boasted that no computer program can beat him in chess. When the program was finished, Dreyfus was invited to play and was defeated. This program was the foundation of future chess programs that eventually developed into Big Blue, the program that defeated Grandmaster Garry Kasparov in 1997. The interest in robotics is one of the major catalysts in the development of computers. In 1964, the IBM 360 becomes the first computer to be produced massively. Robots are also crucial in pioneering space explorations. In 1969, the United States successfully used this latest technology in robotics and computing for Neil Armstrong's landing on the moon. Robotics also helped in the expansion of scientific knowledge. In 1994, Carnegie University's crafted Dante II, an eight-legged walking robot that successfully descends into the crater of Mount Spur to gather samples of volcanic gas. Commercial companies also leveraged on the mass appeal of robots. In 1999, Sony released its original version of AIBO, a robotic dog that